Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is a strong and mighty tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. If you're thankful for the name of Jesus, would you lift your hands right now and say, Lord, I am so thankful. I'm so grateful that I know who you are. Thank you for your precious name. Praise God. Amen. I love what I feel in the house of the Lord. Amen. From the first song, God was in this place. There's something about the Holy Ghost that makes all the difference in the world. Amen. What an honor it is to be in Orange Park, the Pentecostals of Orange Park, standing at a miracle building. God is so good. My. Woo. We are thankful and we are excited to see what God is doing in this great church. Amen. It is inspiring. Amen. I was able to see some of the property, most of it before service with your wonderful pastor. And I am just excited to see what God's doing in this local church. Amen. You're going places. You're going places with God Almighty. Praise God. A young man by the name of Donnie Dillon said to tell everybody hello. So, it's our honor to pastor him and to witness the miracle that's taking place in his life. Brother and Sister Thompson, thank you for allowing us to come and to minister to this great church. Amen. Scripture in Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 21. Amen. There is a thought that I want to preach tonight that I have felt this week for this church. And I just pray that tonight it would be a blessing to each and every one of you. It's important that we have a purpose. We need a purpose for our lives. In Proverbs 19 and 21, the Bible says, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Now, the NIV translation says it this way, many are the plans in a person's heart. But it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. So tonight I want to preach to you about purpose. Everybody say purpose that prevails. Lord Jesus, we call on your wonderful name once again. I pray tonight that you would speak to your wonderful people. Let your anointing continue, Lord, to fill this house. In the name of the Lord, I pray for every individual, every family, every saint of God, every leader that's a part of this church. We need you, Lord. Help us to find our purpose in you tonight, Lord. I know there's greater things yet to be done in this city, and I pray in the name of Jesus that it would be fulfilled in the name of the Lord. Let there be revival. Let there be breakthroughs. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Shake your neighbor's hand tonight and ask them, have you found your purpose yet? Good question. God bless you and you can be seated tonight. The story is told about a man from the city who, while driving through the countryside, noticed that there was a barn with targets that were painted on the side of it and an arrow in the dead center of each target. Amazed at the accuracy, he stopped at the closest house to this barn to inquire about the archer. So the farmer, who was the archer, stepped out and after a discussion of his skills to the city slicker, he offered to showcase his talents with a free shooting display. He grabbed his bow, he knocked an arrow, and randomly shot an arrow at the side of his barn. He then quickly grabbed a bucket of paint and painted the target around the arrow. And then he said emphatically, "Bullseye! When I do it this way, I never miss." What a story. But I believe tonight that there's a lot of people like this archer, this farmer, lacking a vital element in their lives and in their hearts, which is a clarity of purpose that comes from God Almighty. There's a lot of people that I have met, and maybe you as well, that are flinging arrows at the side of a barn. Maybe the arrows land in a field of dreams. There's a lot of people in this world that are trying to find their purpose in life and beyond. But in regards to purpose tonight, it reveals the obvious that some people cannot hit the broadside of a barn because they lack God in their life. They lack direction in their life. They lack clarity in their life. But I'm thankful tonight that God blesses His people with clarity and with a vision. Amen? I don't know about you tonight, but I want to find purpose that prevails. And that purpose that I'm preaching about comes from God Almighty tonight. It's for individuals that are here tonight. It's for a church that's striving to reach a city that needs Jesus more than ever before. We need the purpose from God that prevails in 2019. I've met a few people in my life that possess a perspective that resembled an octopus on roller skates. A lot of movement. A lot of movement. But never getting anywhere. Trying to find their purpose. Slipping and sliding through a jumbled journey of life. There's so many that are lost in this world that need Jesus at the center of their lives. Many are the devices in the heart. Many are the plans in the heart. There's a lot of devices that we've had in our hearts. There's a lot of plans that may be represented in this place tonight. But I'm thankful to say that it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. A man by the name of Pastor, by the name of Rick Warren, wrote a book 10-plus years ago. You may have read it. A Purpose-Driven Life. Anybody read that book? It's an inspiring book. It's a great read. It has become one of the most popular books in Christianity. And I really believe it's because there's a lot of people that are striving. And they're looking to find purpose for their life. We desire tonight to find and fulfill our purpose as we serve God. But we must all understand that there is a divine reason for our existence. It doesn't matter your name. It doesn't matter your pedigree. It doesn't matter your heritage. It doesn't matter your past. I want to encourage you tonight and tell you that the purpose that God has given you, it's going to be fulfilled. Amen? This purpose is not of this world. It's a heavenly purpose. Amen? It is the Lord's purpose that's going to be fulfilled for this church. Praise God. I want to emphasize that each of us will grow at different levels to reach our purpose. That's a fact. It's a fact that no two plants grow the same way. It's amazing to watch that happen. They don't grow at the same rate or the same size. Each plant is unique in its own way. None of us will grow identical ways. Each of us can find our God-given purpose from on high. But we learn to be patient as we serve the Lord. We learn to wait upon the Lord. We understand that it is a process in serving God, that some things do not happen overnight. But we have the understanding on a Sunday night in this church that it is the Lord's purpose that will prevail in our lives and in our church. Can I add and say that no two churches go the same way, at the same rate, or grow to the same size? You know, it was almost 2 decades ago that me and my beautiful wife that's here tonight, the joy of my life is here. It was almost 2 decades ago that we started a new church, a church plant. We were involved in a home missions endeavor in Missouri. And we had this testimony. We discovered firsthand that starting a church was not for the faint of heart. Can I get a witness? It takes a lot of patience. And it takes a lot of hard work. There's a lot of setbacks and disappointments along the way. We found out in a hurry that we had a lot of plans in our heart. And we had a lot of devices in our heart. But we found out that a church will not grow miraculously because of free gifts that you give away. Nor because of a great personality, which I really didn't have. Amen? But we found out in a hurry that it was the Lord's purpose that was going to prevail. That it was going to take a lot of praying and a lot of fasting. And a lot of planting and a lot of watering and a lot of fertilizing. Before God's purpose would be fulfilled in that church and in that city. We saw it happen. We saw people that were healed and people that were delivered. And we saw people that were filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost and baptized in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for that. But I have the testimony tonight that it is the Lord's purpose that prevails every time. Amen. It's God's church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of the living God. Somebody needs to tap into this tonight. That is the Lord's purpose, not mine, not yours, that's going to prevail in this end time. If you believe it, would you give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight? He's worthy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was a little over 6 years ago that we were selected to lead a church. And to pastor a church that was, just to put it bluntly, in a bad state. The building was in a bad state of disrepair. But not just the building, but the people that needed restoration, that had been through so many different things. And as we took on that challenge, we had an understanding that we were taking on quite a challenge in St. Petersburg. But we had a testimony that it was not the devices and it was not the things in my heart that was going to prevail. But once again, as God had called us to another place, we had an understanding, oh my goodness, there's a lot of challenges here and a lot of surprises along the way. But we had an understanding within our hearts that it was the Lord's purpose that was going to prevail. And so we dealt with disappointments and setbacks and strongholds. Brother Thompson, we had a lot of things in our hearts, a lot of dreams and a lot of visions, and we still do. But once again, we were reminded rather fast that a church is built upon the name of Jesus, that it's according to His timing, that we have to learn to wait upon the Lord all over again, to have patience, amen, and to have an understanding. I have a lot of great ideas, but it is the Lord's purpose that's going to prevail in St. Petersburg, in Orange Park. It doesn't matter where it is. If you have a calling from God, if you have it in your heart, it's the Lord's purpose that's going to prevail. Praise God. Praise God. It's amazing to see God work. Praise God. I spoke to my wife as we took on the challenge there in St. Petersburg, and we both agree that we've got to stick this out for at least 5 years. I mean, there's a lot of things that God's going to have to deal, and there's a lot of miracles that God is going to have to provide along the way, but we had an understanding it wasn't always easy. We all had that testimony in serving God and leading. We made up in our minds we're going to give it our best for 5 years. And I want to tell you tonight, we're still standing. We're staggering a little bit, and Brother Thompson, we're leading with a limp, amen? But I want to tell you, and I want to remind you tonight, amen, that it's God's purpose that will be fulfilled. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging for bread. If you will tap into what I'm preaching tonight, it doesn't matter the geographical location. It's God's church. Revival's coming! You might as well tap into it. You might as well jump in head first. Say, I'm going to give it my best shot. I'm going to pray like never before. I'm going to fast like never before. For it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. If you believe that, would you lift your hands and worship God and thank Him for what He's doing? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Somebody's tapping in. Somebody's tapping into the Lord's purpose tonight. It's the only one that's going to prevail. God, I've got my ideas and my thoughts, Lord, but it's Your purpose that will prevail in my life. So it's important tonight that we're aiming at the right target. I don't know about you, but I don't want to just be aiming at the broad side of a barn. Amen. I want to seek God tonight. I'm here to please Him. I'm here to give it the best I can give. Praise God. This is the reality, church, that no matter the age, no matter the location, Well, the signs of a church, it's God that adds to the church. Acts 2 and 47, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. He does it one life at a time. He does it one soul at a time. He does it one neighbor at a time. He does it as one prodigal son or daughter at a time, because it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. This is His church. It's not mine. It's not Pastor Thompson's. This is God's church. My friend, it's going to prevail. When the winds of adversity come against this church, I want you to remember that it's God's purpose that's going to prevail in this city. So whether it's a church plant or whether it's a church that's fallen apart because of bad decisions and financial challenges, or a church that's in its 20th year of going over mountains and through the valleys. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's the Lord's purpose that will prevail. God has a plan to use us as pastors, as leaders, but also as saints in this end time that we're living in. So for us to hit the target, let us consider the growth of a Chinese bamboo tree. I'm told that if you plant a bamboo sprout in the ground, that for 5 years, sometimes longer, nothing happens. There's watering and there's fertilizing. There's watering and there's fertilizing. There's more watering and there's more fertilizing. And then about, they say, the fifth year, after 5 years, it sounds like pastoring, something starts to happen. Something starts to bud. After the fifth year or so, in a 6-week period, the Chinese bamboo tree grows to be a staggering 90 feet tall. Research shows that one bamboo plant can grow 3 feet in 24 hours. That's a miracle. That's explosive growth. Seems incredible that a plant that lies dormant for years can suddenly explode with growth, but it happens without fail with Chinese bamboo trees. Because when it's time, it's time. Can I say that again? When it's time, it's time. There may be a lot of watering and there may be a lot of fertilizing. There may be a lot of watering and there may be a lot of fertilizing. But I want to tell you tonight, I've got a testimony that it's the Lord's purpose that's going to prevail. Church, keep watering, keep praying, keep fasting, keep showing up to church. It's God's purpose that's going to prevail. Woo! If you believe that, would you give the Lord a shout of praise tonight? Oh, hallelujah. 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 So it is with our own personal calling in regards to purpose. There's a process. It's a process of watering and fertilizing and cultivating and pulling out the weeds in our lives. It's a process in which we learn patience. Once again, we learn to wait upon the Lord. I'm going to tell you tonight, there's a bamboo sprout in all of us. There's great potential in this place. There's great purpose in this place. But let us make sure tonight that it lines up with the purpose that prevails. Oh, there's a lot of devices in my heart and there's a lot of plans in my heart for my life. But it's the Lord's purpose that needs to be number one in my life. An old Irish proverb that says it this way: no matter how tall your grandfather is, you have to do your own growing. There's a lot of truth to that. We have to do our own growing. This evening, it doesn't matter how old you are or what stage of life that you're presently living in. It's important that we trust God to develop us into a vessel of healthy growth, because it's His purpose that prevails. It's His purpose that prevails. There's some mighty bamboo trees of righteousness that are in this place tonight. They're about to explode with a God-centered purpose. And it's in my prayer tonight that in the name of Jesus, that in the name of Jesus, that this church is going to see things that you've never seen before. That there's going to be a breakthrough like you've never seen before. That there's going to be a bamboo tree that's going to sprout up and explode with growth and revival and a fresh anointing and fresh oil from heaven. Does anybody believe what I'm preaching tonight? It is the Lord's purpose. It is the Lord's purpose that prevails in Orange Park. Come on, if you believe it, claim it right now in the name of Jesus. I claim it for my city. I claim it for Jacksonville. I claim it for Orange Park. I claim it for St. Petersburg. It is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, let your purpose prevail. Let it be fulfilled in the name of the Lord. So your success will not be determined by just a few days, weeks, or months of your life. It's a process. God's going to take you to greater heights and deeper depths. It is the Lord's purpose that I am emphasizing tonight, but the fact is we get impatient. We're human. Who likes to wait? Who likes to wait upon the Lord? It's not in our nature. It's not in our thoughts. But you already have this testimony, Brother and Sister Thompson. God's done some great things around here. You've done it. You've watered. You've fertilized. Something miraculous has taken place. It's amazing what God can do through His people. It's amazing how God always uses a man or a woman that will say, I'll make the sacrifice because I've got a burden in my heart. God always uses a Joshua. God always uses a Joseph that has many plans in his heart that may not line up with his own brothers. God always uses somebody like a Gideon. God will always use a lady like Esther that says, I have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. God's looking for an Esther tonight. God's looking for a David that may make some mistakes along the way. But I want to tell you tonight that God can use every one of us in this end time. It's the Lord's purpose that prevails in our family, in our church, and in our generation. Hallelujah. It's not my purpose. It's not your purpose. It's the Lord's purpose. Everybody's trying to find their ways. Do we have any seniors in the place tonight? Any graduates to be? College, high school, whatever it is. Amen. They're here tonight. Amen. If we gave them a $20 bill for every time they've had this question, where are you going to college? So what are you going to be? Where are you going? Have you got it figured out? Well, I just don't really know yet. We have a daughter that's a senior at home, 18 years old, and she's in that valley of decision. She's trying to find her way. She's trying to make the right decisions in her life. There's many plans in our hearts. But it's amazing when we put it all in the hands of Jesus. How God can use each and every one of us, whether we're a high school graduate, a senior here tonight, whether you're in junior high, whether you're in your 40s, your 50s, 60s, or beyond. I'm telling you, it's never too late. You're not too old. Don't let the enemy lie to you tonight. There's so much purpose in this place. You might as well tap in to what I'm preaching about tonight. God wants to use this church. God wants to use your family. It's His purpose. Come on, say it with me. It's God's purpose that will prevail in my life. Woo! So I encourage you to let go of your own plans and your own blueprints. Simply let Jesus take control of your life. For that's where we find His purpose. Everybody in this place, you've got a name. You've got somebody in your family that you love dearly, but they've made some bad choices. Does anybody else have that testimony? I've got one in my family. You scratch your head, you wonder, what in the world is he or she thinking? They have so much potential. They have so much purpose in their lives. I'm going to tell you tonight, the devil is a liar. He's the father of lies. Ladies and gentlemen, mothers and fathers, keep praying for your prodigal sons and your prodigal daughters. Amen. That purpose is going to prevail. If they've been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, they can never get away from that purpose. They can never get away from the love of God. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Oh! Because it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. Huh? Remember, only what you do for him is going to last. So burn sinful bridges and blaze new trails. Don't let fear dictate your decisions. Take a giant leap of faith tonight. Come on, get your eyes on Jesus. Get your eyes off your problems. Don't live in stress. Don't live in worry tonight. Come on, God brought you to this service for a reason tonight. God's stirring up the gift in somebody's heart. Can you feel it? Oh, there's some purpose that's about to be fulfilled. There's some men and women that are about to teach home Bible studies like never before. There's some discipleship that's about to happen in this church. It is the Lord's purpose. Woo! That prevails. Hallelujah. 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 The late Brother Kenneth Haney used to say it so well. This is our finest hour. I still hear it ringing in my ears. This is our finest hour. Revival is for the present. Amen? Praise God. Whatever your calling may be in the kingdom, don't ever forget that God put it there. And He will equip you to do great things for His kingdom. Thought about the first message that I ever preached years ago at Christian Life College in Stockton, California. I was nervous as a long-tailed cat in a rocking chair factory. That's nervous, Brother Thompson. I still remember the butterflies and how nervous I was. Oh, but there was a scripture within my heart that I just couldn't get away from. It was Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. This scripture has stuck with me over the years of ministry as a youth pastor in Oklahoma, as an assistant pastor in San Diego, California, as a church planter in St. Louis, Missouri, and as a pastor today in St. Petersburg, Florida. I want to echo those words tonight. That thing that God has started in my heart, I have the confidence, and so should you. Woo! That He's going to perform it. Not me. I need the anointing like never before. I need the power of God on my life like never before, because it's His purpose that prevails. I've learned that preaching and praying and pastoring, it's not based on my performance, but rather I am solely dependent upon Him to perform until the rapture of the church. Come on, there's more preaching to be done. There's more Sunday school teachers to teach the Word of God. There's more purposes to be fulfilled in this church. Does anybody hear the voice of God tonight? He's calling somebody to come up just a little bit higher, to push a little bit harder, to give it everything that you've got. For it's His purpose that prevails. There's so many that miss the mark in this me, selfie generation. Because so many are centered upon themselves and their careers and their future and their Facebook status, and they miss what I'm preaching about, the true purpose that prevails. Oswald Chambers, author of My Utmost for His Highest, wrote years ago that one individual life may be a priceless value to God's purposes. And yours may be that life that has that purpose, that has not been tapped into, that has not been used effectively for the kingdom of God. So I'm here to remind somebody in this service that His plan is still the master plan for your life. His plan, it still works. He never promised that it would be easy. By our own experiences, we learn that it takes hard work. We all have experiences. That we all have disappointments. That we all have moments in our lives that it feels like our hearts are going to break. But I'm here to tell you tonight that you need to tap into what I'm preaching. Because it is the Lord's purpose. It's not your devices. It's not your plans. But it is the Lord's purpose that will prevail in our lives. Colossians 1:29, Paul said it so well. He said, "Whereunto I also labor, striving according to His working, which worketh in me mightily." He's working in me mightily. And so we labor and we strive according to His working. Not my workings alone, but it's His workings in my heart and in my mind mightily. So the big question to consider is not what is my purpose, but rather what is God's purpose for my life? How many of you are hungry to do more for the kingdom of God? Come on, there's some world changers in this place. God's waking somebody up tonight. Oh, come on, let's call out to Jesus tonight. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Purpose is so many times misunderstood, but we must remember that God's ways are not our ways. And His thoughts are not our thoughts. But He has a purpose for your life. There's a calling that needs to be fulfilled. So as we begin another week, the Lord willing, this next week that's set before you, the Lord willing is 168 hours from Sunday night to next Sunday night. Can I ask you this question? In those 168 hours, is there a purpose that's going to be fulfilled? Oh, we're going to sleep at least 8 hours, right? And we're going to work at least 8 hours. And we're going to eat, right? But what about the rest of the time that God has given you for His purpose to be fulfilled in your life? I want us to stand tonight as the musicians come. So this message is for a church that's just moved into a beautiful building. What a miracle. You know all about transition, do you not? You know all about the hard work, the sweat, the tears. You have seen a vision that's been fulfilled. We rejoice with you. It encourages us to keep praying, to keep believing, because His purpose will be fulfilled. Because despite my shortcomings and my inabilities, it's amazing how God uses us to do great things for His kingdom. His favor is upon you for greater things in this city. This neighborhood hasn't seen nothing yet. Oh, does anybody agree with that statement? Come on. Somebody say it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Oh, if you believe that tonight and you would like to pray, this altar is open. I believe there's somebody with a bamboo sprout that's been watered and fertilized and watered and fertilized. But now it's time to grow. It's time to grow. It's time to see the miraculous. It's time to respond to the Word of God. One more scripture in closing, and goes like this. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So would you lift your hands all across this sanctuary? Would you say, Lord, I desire Your purpose to be fulfilled in my life. Church, get behind your pastor and follow God's purpose that will prevail. Keep showing up to prayer meeting. Keep showing up to church on Sunday. Keep showing up to Bible study on Wednesday night. It's the right thing to do. It's the Lord's purpose. It's the Lord's counsel that will prevail. Let's cry out to Jesus. Let's cry out to Jesus on this Sunday night. Your purpose.